أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ودخل جنته وهو ظالم لنفسه قال ما أظن أن تبيد هذه أبدا وما أظن الساعة قائمة ولئن رددت إلى ربي لأجدن خيرا منها منقلبا. صدق الله العظيم. This is ayah number 35 and 36 of Surah Al-Kahf. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala began the discussion of two people, either they were brothers or whatever the relationship was. One was a believer. Whatever Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala blessed him with in this dunya, he had given it out in the path of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. The other was a disbeliever, a kafir. Whatever he had, he invested it back into this dunya, and that created a very bad mindset, a very bad attitude, that he began to think that he has more wealth than others, his fraternity is stronger than others. And then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala continues the kind of attitude that he had. وَدَخَلَ جَنَّةً. Allah Ta'ala says he entered his orchard, he entered his garden, وَهُوَ ظَالِمٌ لِنَفْسِ, in a condition, in a state in which he was transgressive upon his own soul, upon his own self. Here Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala uses this term, وَهُوَ ظَالِمٌ لِنَفْسِ, number one, to show the kufr of this person. He disbelieved in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Number two, to show his unappreciativeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He didn't believe that whatever Allah had bestowed upon him was from Allah. He believed whatever he had was a result of his own work, his own mind, his own astuity, and he had forgotten Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in this equation. Number three, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قَالَ مَا أَظُنُّ أَن تَبِيدَ هَذِهِ أَبَدًا. He said, I do not think that this garden of mine will ever perish. In other words, I will be forever and this garden will be forever. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala reminds us in وَيْلُ لِكُلِّ هُمَزَةِ اللُّمَزَةِ الَّذِي جَمَعَ مَالًا وَعَدَّدَ يَحْسَبُ أَنَّ مَالَهُ أَخْلَدَ. Two interpretations. One is that a person has this feeling within his heart that he is going to remain forever. The second is that he has this feeling in his heart, whatever wealth he has will last him till he leaves this world. And the next interpretation is, because of his wealth, he will remain forever. So he remains forever and his wealth remains forever. This is an attitude that must be taken out from the mind. We need all to understand that on the one hand, we are never forever. Number two, we have to leave this world, and whatever we have to leave it or it is going to leave us. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the third bad condition of his heart and his mind was, وَمَا أَظُنُّ السَّاعَةَ قَائِمًا. It is apparent that that friend of his or that brother of his reminded him about the shortness of this life, reminded him about the coming of Qiyamah and the accountability that one has to give to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And now he refutes that and he says, وَمَا أَظُنُّ السَّاعَةَ قَائِمًا, that I do not perceive, I do not think that Qiyamah will ever come. In other words, there is never such a thing like Qiyamah, there is never such a thing like accountability, there is never such a thing like returning to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. However, if I do return to Allah, when I do return to Allah, if that ever happens, wala irruditu, if I return to Allah ta'ala, ila rabbi, to my Rabb, la ajidanna khayra, I will find even better, minha munqalaba, when I reach the akhirat. Now this is another mindset that needs to be adjusted, altered, to be changed. That sometimes a person feels that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given him material bliss. Allah Ta'ala has given him material wealth, and sometimes a person feels that is a result of Allah's pleasure upon the person. We need to understand that whatever Allah has given us is never indicative of Allah's pleasure or displeasure. It is our amal, our iman, our akhlaq. That has to be in order. When that iman is correct, that amal is correct, that akhlaq is correct, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala becomes pleased with a person. Otherwise, the corruption of a person's attitude will be, if Allah gave me good in this world, Allah will continue to give me good in the akhirat, and that is no indicator whatsoever. It is our mind, our heart, our iman that needs to turn towards Allah Rabbul Izzat. Our amal needs to be only for the sake of Allah, and our akhlaq needs to be that which our Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam had shown us. Again, we find very clearly one is iman and one is materialism, and this is the two things that we need to segregate in our minds and know for sure that we have to have the strong iman in Allah and the akhirat. May Allah give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.